Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to Luke, beginning with the 24th chapter at the 36th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus stood among his disciples and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. But he said to them, "Why are you frightened and why do you doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat here?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. And then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scripture, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness from Jerusalem comes from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the third Sunday, of course, of our Easter season. And we're dealing with those experiences of the disciples after the resurrection. They are trying to figure out what that empty tomb means for them. The message for today is it's not enough to just say the tomb is empty. It's not enough to say Christ is risen. It's not enough to believe in the resurrection. Experiencing resurrection life begins with recognizing the risen Christ among us, that Christ is here with us. That is the gift of Easter. And it's also the difficulty and the challenge that we're understanding, hearing about in today's gospel. Now, we have here this scene where Cleopas and his companions tell the other disciple how Jesus appeared to them when they were walking on the road to Emmaus. When out of nowhere, Jesus appears again, interrupting their conversation, and he says to them, "Peace be with you." And they see him, and they hear his voice, but they don't recognize him. They thought that maybe, hey, are we seeing a ghost? They know Jesus was crucified, that he died and was buried. They know dead men don't come back to life, so it's got to be a ghost, a spirit without a body. The tomb is open, but the minds are closed. They're unable to recognize that God's holiness stands now among them. They continue to live and think and understand the usual human category. But they've separated spirit on the one hand and matter on the other, divinity and humanity, heaven and earth. And whenever that breaks, whenever that separation occurs, That's a sign that our minds are closing. We deny ourselves the resurrected life for which Christ died, and we lose our own sense of an ability to recognize holiness in the world, in one another, and even in ourselves. With Jesus, however, with Jesus' resurrection, God shatters all our human categories of who God is, of where God's life can be, and the energy are to be found in how God works in this world. Resurrected life can never be comprehended, contained, or controlled by human thought or understanding. Jesus' resurrection compels us to stand outside of ourselves, our own human understanding of reality, and enter into something new we'll call the divine reality. That new reality begins with touching and seeing flesh and bones, hand and feet, even the broiled fish we read about. Jesus said to his disciples, "Look at my hand and my feet. See that it is I myself here. Touch me and see, for a ghost doesn't have feet and bones as you see that I have." And then he showed them his hands and he showed them his feet. And after that, he took a piece of broiled fish in their presence and ate that. Fish and bones, hands and feet, broiled fish are the things of creation, the natural order of things. Mary, the mother of Jesus, a woman created by God, gave Jesus his flesh and bones and his hands and feet. She also gave him the stomach that would eat the fish God created. The very same flesh and bones, the very same hands and feet appeared to Cleopas and his companions as they're walking along that road to Emmaus. And then, of course, he vanished from their sight. And now he shows up unannounced and unexpected in the midst of their conversation with each other. You may recall in last week's gospel, Jesus' hands and feet, his flesh and bones, somehow passed through the walls and locked door of that room where he appeared to the disciples. The resurrected life of Christ, it seems, is revealed not someplace else, but right here in our own created order. It is not, however, bound and limited by our created order. Rather, the resurrected body and life of Jesus unite the visible and the invisible, the mind, the matter, spirit, humanity, and divinity. On the one hand, Jesus has a real body. On the other hand, it's not subject to the natural laws of time and space. It's not one of or the other, it's both. And it is a very new and different reality. The resurrected life of Christ reveals that all creation and every one of us here are filled with God, holiness, and divinity. Nothing can bind or supersede the grace that is given us through the resurrection, the unconditional love, the unconditional forgiveness, the unconditional life. That is, I think, one of the most important things for us to see, believe, and live into. It is, however, the divine reality into which we are invited today, not at some other time, not in some other place, but right here and right now. Christ our God longs and desires each of us to open our minds and understand Scripture, to understand all that has been written and spoken and revealed about Jesus in whatever form that happens and has happened. That's what Jesus did for the disciples, and it's what he does for us too. The disciples are witnesses. That doesn't mean they have all the answers. It means they now have the life Jesus wants them to have. They are witnesses based not on what they know, but on who they are, how they live, and their relationship with the risen Christ, our Lord. I don't know how this all happens. I can't give you a set of instructions or a to-do list to make this happen. That would be like giving you a set of instructions on how to say, fall in love. The resurrected life is not acquired, it is received. It happens when we risk unbinding ourselves from the usual way of seeing and living and relating. This is not a rejection of this natural order. No, it is allowed the natural order to open up. It allows the natural order to open up and reveal something more within it. If that's what happens for the disciples with Jesus' hands and feet, with his flesh and bones, the broiled fish, they saw and recognized something about Jesus, and in doing so, they saw and recognized something going on in themselves. It happens for us too. So think about a time in your life when maybe you lost track of time. I don't mean you forgot what time it was, but it was a time when you were so awake, so present, that it was like you felt you'd entered a different and new world. Think about a time when life seemed more real than it had ever been, and you touched or tasted life in a way that you've never experienced before. Remember that day when you sensed something new was being offered to you. Think of the possibilities that you did not create for yourself, but they were there and they opened up. These are the moments when Christ opens our mind to understand and sense his presence. They are moments of awe and wonder that leave us in what we'll call a sacred silence. They fill our eyes with tears. We weep not from sorrow or pain, but the water of new life. They are the moments in which we say, I never want this to end. I don't want to leave this place. In moments like that, where suddenly we feel that life is opening up in an unexpected way, when the one who is fully alive and risen, the Christ, is calling to us to see and recognize him, to join with him and discover our new life. This is our authentic self. This is who we long to become. The self that we already are and the self we are becoming. This is the resurrected life as we encounter Christ in that experience. So let's not lose that moment. Let's not put the gospel behind us somehow. You know, it's very easy to come here on Sunday morning. We listen to the service. We listen to the gospel, the lessons, for better or worse, whatever we have to say. And then we walk out the door, go home, and it's simply life as usual all over again. Don't let that happen to yourself. Your life is too important to let that happen. Carry the gospel today with this encounter with Jesus with you over the next week. Think about it again, about how Christ is present to his disciples. He comes into their life and he's there for them and how it changes them. Let it open your eyes. Let it open your heart and your mind. And may you encounter the life Christ is offering you. Let it be the voice of Christ that opens your mind to understand this full reality. Sit with it. Pray with it. Wrestle with it. Trust it. Experience this gift of the resurrection for yourself in the week ahead. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.